You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Bay Area authors have had to cancel launch parties and book tours due to the coronavirus, so KALW is bringing them to you in a series we're calling New Arrivals. This one's from San Anselmo-based author Kate Milliken, reading from her new novel, Kept Animals. She takes us to a Southern California neighborhood of horse ranches and movie stars.
My book, Kept Animals, came out on April 21st. It's a novel set in Topanga Canyon, California, and it's the story of three very different young women discovering themselves and the power that they may have over one another. The passage I'm going to read is the first time Rory and June have hung out together, and they're spying on Vivian, the daughter of an actor who lives down the hill from Rory. When Vivian came out of the house, June covered her mouth as if she'd been about to scream. Vivian was wearing the black one-piece, her hair pulled up in a high bun, a towel slung over her shoulder. Rory straightened, feeling she'd made good on a promise. Vivian dropped the towel at the pool's edge and stepped onto the first stair, the marbled light of the water dancing against her skin. Rory let out the grip of her ribs as steadily as she could. She'd been holding her breath. Vivian's dive into the water was silent. June began laughing, a scoffing laugh, putting her hand on Rory's knee as if to steady herself. "What?" Rory asked. "I mean, are they vampires?" June's laughter pealed higher. "She is pale," Rory said quickly. But it wasn't true. There wasn't anything sickly about the prices.
That was Kate Milliken reading from her new novel, Kept Animals. Find more information on that and other recent releases at kalw.org/newarrivals. You want to know what else is new? Subscribe to Cross Currents Weekly Newsletter. It's got all the stories you might have missed from the week, plus Janae Darden's Sights and Sounds highlighting the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. Subscribe to the free newsletter at kalw.org.